لخير الأديان وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله وأكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمته ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا فلا نعبد ولا نستعين إلا إياه ألف بين قلوب أهل الإيمان فأصبحوا بنعمته إخوانا. وصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders and dear friends, we are in the month of Rabiul Awal now. Most likely today is the 10th of Rabiul Awal. And the only thing singing in our minds now, every lecture we are hearing, and all those things all about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's shan. But we are hearing about his birth, miraculous birth, and the incidents after that. But very little focus is on the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why was he so great? Why was he selected by Allah? For what? And how he fulfilled that mission, that job for which Allah had selected him and chosen him. This is hardly spoken. We are hardly reminded of these things. Okay. This is the real maqsad that we should be talking about. We should be bringing into our hearts and our lives. Why did Allah send Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth? We hear about his birth, that when it was his age, his father's age, Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to get married, it happened such that his father took him to a certain tribe where there was something prospective there. And he was married to Hazrat Amina. And we hear from the historians that his father, Abdul Muttalib, who took him, he also managed to find a wife for himself on that trip. The father and son got married in the same trip. And both the wives conceived about the same time. And Hazrat Hamza, the uncle, was born. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his uncle were about the same age. So they were uncle and nephew plus they had drunk milk from the same person, same woman. So they were foster brothers also. So these type of things we've been hearing. But after his mother conceived, Allah removed that saya, the shadow of the father, away from him. After conceived, not after birth. So his father never saw him, he never saw his father. Then, when he was about 6 years old, so from the beginning, Allah is teaching him. No matter how much reliance, how much of support you think you got, Allah is the real support. Allah. From birth, he's getting that lesson now. And these are the lessons that we have to learn. And then he's about 6 years old, his mother takes him to Nani's house, far from there, somewhere near Medina. And there, meet their family. Not like us, we go for 1-2 hours to Nani's house and we back. Or one Sunday afternoon and we are back. After all those journeys, they used to stay for months. And on his way back, the mother passes away. And the slave girl of the mother brings him back to Mecca. So now he lost all the support, apparently. At least there was no father. Now the mother is also gone. Now when he's understanding age, now the mother is also gone. And she hands him over to Dada, Abdul Muttalib. Hazrat Abdul Muttalib looked after him for about 2 odd years. These are all teaching us Iman, Iman, Iman. Allah, Allah, Allah. Just when the support is mother, father, father is gone. When everybody knew he's got a father, father is gone. Now he knows, now I've got a mother at least. The mother is gone. All right, we still got Dada. Dada look after him, like a father. 2 odd years, and the Dada also, Allah takes him away. Now he's in the custody of his uncle, Chacha, paternal uncle. Till after Nubuwwat, till after he became a Nabi. So from approximately the age of 8 or something, till 40 he was a Nabi, and till after that, support. So when he became Nabi, the whole of Makkah became against him. Illa mashallah, except a few. And that number was increasing all the time. It was mostly the poor people, downtrodden people of Makkah. The rich and the influential people, they were against Iman, Islam, and anybody talking against their gods and idols. The uncle, who was not yet a Muslim, but was still his support. Nobody could lift a finger against that support. Once, they couldn't bear it anymore, this kuffar. So what they came to the uncle, now we're not taking your guarantee anymore now that you've given for his support. You make him understand that he stops. He can on his private worship, whatever he wants to. But he must stop propagating this. The way they convinced him, he came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he told him, now I can't hold on anymore. He is like a dam between those, the enemies, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now the wall of the dam is about to break. I can't hold them back anymore. Now the real test for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is this. And he says, oh uncle, the gist of it is whether you support me or you don't support me. I can't leave what I'm doing. I'm sent by Allah for this. This is not the words, but the gist of the thing. I've been sent by Allah to establish His word on the earth. You can do what you want to. I may be able to help you in other things. But as far as stopping my mission, I can't do it. If you bring the sun and put it in my right hand, the moon in my left hand, and tell me to leave the tabligh and the dawah of deen, I will know. Tabligh is not a sinful word, which we are allergic to today. Tabligh means to propagate the deen. Which Muslim doesn't want his deen to be propagated? Unfortunately, our minds are such that the word tabligh is a sinful word nowadays for us. Allah protect us. Allah protect us. Says, I cannot leave this tabligh of deen. Put the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand. In other words, he is telling his uncle, you don't want to support me, I don't need your support. Some spark came in the heart of that uncle, Abu Talib, who was not. And when he saw the determination in his nephew, And he told him, no matter what happens now to me, I'll support you. I will protect you. I will support you. These are all Iman teaching us reliance on Allah, reliance on Allah, reliance on Allah. He showed his uncle that I've got my Allah, even if you don't support me, all right. Which is a natural means. We adopt means. Like we sow the seeds in the ground and we get our crops. That's a means that Allah has ordered us to do. But the rosy Allah will provide, isn't it? We will keep a cow, we will feed it, give it water, and take milk from it. But the milk Allah gives. Just like that, I need some support also. But I don't rely on a support. My reliance is on Allah, Allah, Allah alone. So he doesn't leave it. When the uncle sees this, you tell him, you do what you want to, while, in other words, over my dead body. I will support you as long as I'm alive. And he told the kuffar, and nobody would let him. So my respected brothers and friends, we hear about the shan of Rasulullah or some, and we hear flowery bayans and songs and everything. It helps us a little bit to spur ourselves. But that is not the object for which Allah sent Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That once a year we sing some flowery nazams, give some, flowery bayans, and then our duty to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has been fulfilled now. No. In the beginning I've read an ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Once, in a very recent past, a group of senior Christians came to an Islamic institute and they met with the senior people and they asked one of those senior people, there are certain things we want to know about your Islam. There's one question. Nabi of Allah used to get wahi from Allah. Used to get revelation from Allah. He says, yes. He says, your Quran says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as a mercy unto mankind. Revelation is Allah's word. So, the coming and then after that the passing of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from Adam Alayhi Salam, this wahi was coming. The coming of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam door now wahi won't come. So is that rahmat or is it something opposite of rahmat? This is against rahmat. Till he didn't come, Allah's rahmat was coming. And your Quran says, that means there's some flaw in the Quran. Calls him a rahmat. So, Allah filled the qabars of nur. As Buzruk said, he is real rahmat. Even more than the other anbiya. Because he is coming. The coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, coming of the other Anbiya was, they came, wahi came to them, they taught their people, they practiced the Islam of that time. The Ibadat, one Allah, plus the Ibadat as taught by Allah to that Nabi and to them. But, the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after the passing on of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the same work of propagating has been placed on their shoulders now. I was telling you, tabligh. The tabligh of deen is now the responsibility of the ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before it was restricted to the Nabi itself, himself, propagation. Now, this propagation is the responsibility of every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is a greater rahmat. So my respected brothers and friends, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come here to establish the name of Allah on the surface of the earth. لِإِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, to establish the name, the word of Allah on the earth. That every human being recognizes who Allah is. And they obey Allah. Not just say the oneness of Allah. Would that whatever the teachings of Allah is, to make it dominant on the surface of the earth. That is the rahmat. What the teachings are, to make it dominant on the surface of the earth. We saw when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made that effort in Madinah Munawwara, in the surrounding areas. How that area changed. How the hearts of the people change. How their business dealings change. How their social lives changed. Domestic lives changed. How a neighbor treated another neighbor. How a person treated a traveler. Everything was taught and practically demonstrated. When one night a guest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to learn deen, a guest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a person who came to ask about Islam. When a person came there, now it's night, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's got no food at home. He sent a messenger to the houses, he had several wives. He could find out, is there a guest here, is there any food? There's no food in the houses. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also going to go home, not eat food and sleep. Hungry. If there was no food for the guests, obviously there's no food for him also. This is Nabi Sallallahu. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announces, is there anybody who will take my guest? Sahabi says, I'll take this food at home. Allah's Nabi put this. If this action of mine gets accepted, I'm accepted. My job is done, as far as my akhirah is concerned. My object is achieved. Our object is a house like this. Our object is a car like this. Our object is a lifestyle like this. Their object is Allah. I must reach my Allah in such a condition that Allah is pleased with me. This is the effort. So he takes a guest, goes there, goes home, asks his wife, Allah, there's nothing. Just a little bit of bread. There's several stories like this. So it might have happened several times. According to commentators of the hadith, several different occasions. So, they put the lamp off, must be a paraffin lamp or something, put it off, put the bread, put the cloth, put the bread, and made as a fiddling of the lamp, to make it right, and put it off. And this person put his hand, found a piece of bread, ate. He doesn't know the host is also not eating, because the wife was fiddling with the lamp. He's thinking about them yet. And he realized now that there's no sounds coming out of chewing and all that. Then he opened, then the light comes on again. Managed to get it right now. So-called, managed to get it right. And then the poor soul doesn't even realize that the host didn't eat. And Allah loves this so much, Allah informs Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the night. And when this sahabi comes for Fajr namaz, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is congratulating him for looking after the guest. In other words, he's getting a dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for looking after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's guest. These are the things that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to teach us. But first we'll have to go through those things, where the father died, the mother died. You have to go through the hardship and learn the iman first. Take the knocks. Go all over the world and take the knocks. Till that heart, everything else comes out of the heart but Allah. Then it becomes easy. Allah is the only to do anything for that Allah becomes easy. Sacrifice the wife, sacrifice the children, sacrifice the business, sacrifice everything, anything. It's easy. Because sacrificing this will make me achieve what I want in life. I want Allah. So my respected elders and friends, when we remember Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the month of Rabiul Awwal, we should not lose sight of the effort of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This of the food was just an example. There are, if not hundreds, thousands of examples like this. Or rather, if not thousands, there are hundreds of examples like this. Of the Sahaba's actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq to live according to the object for which you're sent. Bring the love and the practical aspect of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله